How's it going today? Bernie Miklas with you, back on the Bernie Miklas Show on my YouTube channel. Hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. And we keep getting closer to the start of the regular season baseball. So we were always talking Cardinals baseball on the channel. When I opened the channel, started the channel, I said it would be primarily Cardinals content. So just so you know, if you have any ideas about some Cardinal stuff you'd like me to address, I'd be happy to do it. Just leave it in a comment under the video. I appreciate all your comments. I certainly... I'm grateful for your, for those of you who have subscribed. Please hit that like button because it does help. And I'll keep cranking these out as long as you want me to keep cranking them out. So with that said, let's get started today. Ali Marmol, maybe one of your favorite topics, or depending on where I come at it, it might be one of your least favorite topics. Anyway, I wouldn't say Ali Marmol is on the hot seat this season. Hear me out now. He's not on the hot seat in the traditional sense, because this is not a normal season. Because at the end of the 2025 season, Ali Marmol will have a new boss, Chaim Bloom. And this is pretty radical for Ali Marmol. At that point, Marmol will be, Marmol, you know, whatever. I'd say it three or four different ways. Anyway. At that point, Marmol will be experiencing something for the first time in his entire baseball career, professional baseball career, first time working for someone other than John Mozeliak. And I think it's important to retrace the history to fully comprehend this Mozeliak-Marmol partnership, because it has lasted a long time. And it's pretty amazing in terms of how long it has lasted, how long it has been in place. Ali's current boss, John Mozeliak, is a fan of the manager's work. He's a fan of the person. This isn't a surprise. We should know this, and we should have known this for a long time, because John Mozeliak has been a really important factor in Marmol's career. I would say he's a really, really important figure in Marmol's career. I would say his influence on Marmol's career is profound. It really is. I would say that Ali is John Mozeliak definitely, without question, is the most influential person in terms of Ali Marmol's career path. And so let's review this if we can. I'll try to make this part short, because I got some good questions about Ali Marmol's future and decisions that have to be made and all that. But I want to set up the history, because I think history really gives us a great understanding about what a dramatic change this will be when Ali Marmol's no longer working for John Mozeliak. Okay. In 2007, Mozeliak was the assistant general manager to Walt Jocketty, and he was the scouting director, and he had a lot of influence on who the Cardinals drafted. And the sixth round of the 2007 draft, the Cardinals selected Ali Marmol from the College of Charleston. So Ali Marmol had 4 years in the minors, then he washed out. But Mozeliak, then the general manager of the team, put Marmol onto his next career track by hiring him as batting coach in the minors, the rookie league team, in 2011. And after only one season of minor league coaching, Mozeliak moved Ali up the ladder, made him a manager in the card system, and Ali Marmol was the manager in the card system 2012 through 2016. Three of his teams are really good, one not so good. 13, 14, 15, 16. Maybe it was four teams are really good, one not so good. It doesn't matter. I don't know why I'm getting caught up on that. Please forgive me. In 2017, John Mozeliak promoted Marmol to the majors to become the first base coach on Mike Matheny's staff. There was another promotion in 2018. Marmol moved up to the role of bench coach after Matheny got fired just before the 2018 All-Star break. And Mo, in a corresponding move, of course, he moved bench coach Mike Schilt up to the manager's job. And then Marmol split up to the bench coach job. So Ali Marmol served as the bench coach of the Cardinals through the 2021 season, and he was promoted to manager when Mozeliak abruptly fired Schilt on October the 14th, only 7 days after the Cardinals got eliminated by the Dodgers in the one-game wildcard playoff. After dismissing Schilt, Mozeliak didn't even bother considering anyone outside of the St. Louis organization. There wasn't any job search. If there were any kind of interviews, which I don't think happened, they would all be window dressing anyway, because John Mozeliak already had his guy, Ollie Marmol. And so it was a simple promotion. And as we know, the 2025 season, which will start on March 27th, will be Marmol's fourth as the Cardinals manager. In 2023, the Cardinals finished 71-91. It was their worst record in a full season since 1990. Mozeliak said Marmol would return for 2024. There was no thought to firing him. Okay. Marmol's contract was set to expire after the 24 season, and Mozeliak seemingly drew a hard line. Remember that? He told fans and media that who asked about, wondered about a contract extension for Ollie. He said, no, we're going to wait until the end of the 2024 season to look at that. So I think we all, most of us, believed at that time that Mozeliak appeared to be setting a, you know, kind of a prove it season, a challenge to Marmol, making him, like, in effect, earn a contract extension instead of just giving it to him. And I think that when he said that, generally speaking, I think fans responded favorably, because it's like, you know, there's got to be some accountability. But I would point out, as many of you already, or if you all, I think all of you know this, you know, Marmol was also managing with a roster assembled by John Mozeliak, and that's no small thing either. And I'm not defending Ollie for some of the work that hasn't been very good, but that's the other part of this partnership, right? Marmol's got to manage teams that Mo put together. All right. So anyway, Mozeliak suddenly changed his mind about the contract. No contract extension until after the season. As the Cardinals went to spring training last season, Mo at the beginning said, no, nothing's changed. We'll take a look at it after the 2024 season. There's no reason to take a look at it now. But then he suddenly pivoted. Mo, on March the 15th last spring, gave Marmol a contract extension that is going to run through the 2026 season. Some people get that confused. That's okay. So Marmol's got two more years to go on the contract anyway, 25 and 26. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So Mozeliak's decision to reward Ollie Marmol with an extension after a bad season, and after saying he wasn't going to do that until one more season elapsed, and then he pivoted and did it much sooner than anyone expected. Here's your contract extension, Ollie. That was a big surprise. And to say the least, Mo's flip-flop was not exactly popular with the fan base. Marmol's 83-win season was a decent bounce back from the 2023 disaster, but the Cardinals missed the postseason for the second straight year, and they go into this season with the 22nd best, 22 out of 30 in winning percentage among major league teams since the start of 2023. So, and again, Marmol's got two seasons left on his contract as he goes into this season. All right, let's do a quick review of the Mozeliak-Marmol alliance. Mozeliak drafted Marmol. He made Marmol a minor league coach. He made him a minor league manager. Mo promoted Marmol to the major league coaching staff. He promoted Marmol to the job of bench coach. He promoted Marmol to the Cardinals manager. And after the team's worst full season since 1990, Mozeliak rewarded Marmol with a contract extension that will play him through 2026. And he gave him the contract extension after he told everyone he's not going to do that until after the season. Instead, he did it before the season. So what we're talking about here is Ollie Marmol's got a pretty good guardian here, a guardian cardinal in John Mozeliak. I mean, has any young manager had the benefit of the guy who runs the baseball department believing in him and standing by him and rewarding him as much as Mo has rewarded and stood by and supported Ollie Marmol, even when Mo was inclined to do the kind of prove it thing for 2024, he backed off that and gave him the extension anyway. The Cardinals are 14th in the majors in winning percentage with Marmol as their manager. Over the last three seasons, all of which piloted by Ali Marmol, 15 different major league teams have won at least one postseason game, but Marmol's Cardinals are 0-2. Listen, no matter what happens in 2025, Marmol's going to lose his promoter and his protector, John Mozeliak. When Mozeliak formally steps down as president of the baseball operations, it's going to break Ali Marmol's string of 18 consecutive seasons of being attached to Mozeliak in the Cardinals organization, with Mozeliak basically controlling Ali Marmol's professional baseball career every step of the way, in charge of it every step of the way. 18 years, this will be the 19th year of those two together, basically, with Mo looking out for Ali and doing, consistently moving him up, promoting him, rewarding him at every level. And that's pretty amazing. Again, this will be the 19th season. Heck, Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa was a Cardinal for 16 seasons. Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog was a Cardinal for 11 seasons. And I'm talking about just their managing, but that's also the exact amount of time they spent in the Cardinals, inside the Cardinal system. You know, Whitey might have been 11 and a half seasons, but you get the point. Marmol's had more seasons in a Cardinal uniform, that's what it comes down to, than Tony La Russa and Whitey Herzog. And again, not just as manager, but all those other jobs, including playing, that I've already talked about. It's easy to assume Marmol will be on shakier ground as Bloom takes over, but you know, I can't absolutely say that for sure. And by the way, it's not up to me anyway. Okay. It's not up to me anyway. I don't know how Hein Bloom views Marmol. He ain't going to talk about it now. That's for sure. And why would he? He's not running the baseball operation. And I don't know what Hein Bloom thinks on general terms. If Marmol is good, mediocre, or bad. Does Bloom think Marmol makes smart lineup choices on a consistent basis? Does he think Marmol is effective at setting up a pitching staff? Does he think that Ali prioritizes the right things, like having to choose between offense and defense? Does Bloom think Marmol takes full advantage of the analytics reports provided for him? Again, I just don't know. I do know this, too. There's a couple things I do know. One is that, say what you want about Marmol, and this is not me trying to defend him. I'm to the point where if I just say, boy, Ali did a nice job in that game last night, you know, people go nuts, just like metaphorically speaking, start throwing daggers. This guy is so unpopular. It's really funny in a way. So I'm not endorsing anything. I'm going to let this play out. But I do know this, Ali Marmol has been managing in a Cardinals organization in which the player development system and the minor league structure had fallen into disrepair and had become underfunded, understaffed, and basically dilapidated as far as modern technology and facilities go. That doesn't excuse a 71-91 season or any other of the bad things that have gone on here. I'm just pointing out. I think the good news for Ali Marmol is he's had John Mozeliak promoting him every step of the way. The bad news for Ali Marmol, he became the manager of the Cardinals at a time basically when the fans and objective media were getting burned out, fatigued, sick and tired, just totally exhausted and fed up with the John Mozeliak regime and some of the stuff that was happening, letting the farm system and player development mechanism fall apart. So that's not a good time to be the Cardinals manager, but that's all irrelevant at this point because a new guy is moving in. And we do know this much, part two, Marmol will be losing his guardian Cardinal, John Mozeliak, and Ali will be more vulnerable without Mozeliak providing such strong security. Mo's had his back, right? Mo has been Ollie's biggest advocate, and in theory, Marmol's protection will be stripped away to a large extent as soon as Mozeliak actually leaves Busch Stadium for the last time. There are so many questions that I can't answer today, but I can pose the questions to sort of give us a kind of an outlook of some of the stuff that will have to be determined. All right, number one. If the Cardinals are in the middle of having a horrendous 2025 season, would it be smart to just make a change and remove Ollie Marmol? And again, this is predicated on them having a horrendous 2025 season. That way, Bloom doesn't have to be concerned with making a decision on Marmol after 2025. Bloom can start fresh. And if the Cardinals sack Marmol before the end of the season, Bloom can get a head start on thinking about who the next manager should be. I'm sure he's already got a list because baseball executives do that. They always have a file on their laptop or whatever with, okay, in case this happens or that happens. All right, let me put some names down so I'll have a quick reference about where to start. I'm sure Chaim Bloom's got some manager candidate list on his laptop or, you know, on his tablet or whatever. That's what these guys do. They always have to be at the ready in case for any contingency. Number two, what does he have to do to keep his job for 2026? What's the criteria? And I said 2026 because I'm assuming he'll make it through 2025. So what does he have to do to keep his job beyond 2025? What's the criteria? What are the standards? What happens, for example, if the young hitters and the pitchers the Cardinals are counting on to come through in this reset season that's not a reset season, in this transition season that's not a transition season at the major league level? But they're, you know, this whole runway thing, it's all about the young players, even though it isn't. You know, in that context, what if the young guys, the hitters and the pitchers, they come through, they perform well, they make real progress. Is that enough to save Ollie's job for one more season? Separate questions. Is making the playoffs enough to do it? How about a winning postseason round? That might keep Ollie in the job, but it's not a normal situation. A regime change usually leads to big changes, or else there would be no reason to have a regime change. You're going to keep a lot of stuff in place, right? And by the way, if you will indulge me this one thing, when I say like, well, what if they have a winning season? What if they make the play? I'm not predicting that. I'm just giving you hypotheticals. And I think 99% of y'all understand that. Anyway. Number three, what does Chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. think of all this? I don't think DeWitt cares about the money. The Cardinals would owe Marmol after, you know, if they choose to fire him, you know, with 1 year left. We're not talking about a big salary. It's a one season payoff. And though this will sound crass, it's also true. With a Marmol firing, DeWitt would actually, I'm pretty sure he would win some fans back and sell more tickets in advance of 2026. And it would sort of give the fans at least some evidence that the Cardinals are not only moving in a new direction in the minor leagues and in the player development operation, but they're moving in a new direction at the major league club up on the field level. I think it's important if Bill DeWitt hopes to win fans back and get their money back through their spending at Busch Stadium and buying the direct-to-consumer streaming service, all that stuff, you can't come back with the same thing, right? And that was a step in the right direction when Bill DeWitt recruited Chaim Bloom. But what if Bloom decides to keep Marmol? I'll get to that in a minute. But it really doesn't matter what I think of Ollie Marmol. He's unpopular with fans. Not all fans, but certainly a lot of them. And Marmol's strong bond with Mozeliak did a great deal of damage to Ollie's credibility. You know, so many fans consider him Mo's puppet, whatever, right? They've been working together in one form or another for 18 consecutive years. So I can understand why fans would be, since I use the word crass, I was just crass. I can understand why fans would be crass when they look at the Mozeliak-Marmol relationship, with Ollie having owed such a debt of gratitude to John Mozeliak for 18 years in a row and moving him to the place he is now, that, you know, Ali would, you know, go along, right? You know, he would work really well with Mo. I mean, he wouldn't, he challenges Mo. He does. They disagree. He challenges him. But my point is, if Marmol is Mo's guy, right, then there's probably going to be a lot more latitude in the relationship, you know, and these guys aren't like seeking conflict. I don't know how to explain. I'm doing a bad job. I think you know what I mean. I can understand why people would call him a puppet, because they think that Ali owes Mo his baseball life, it is a way to put it. So I get it. I get the perception. All right, I got off track a little bit there. Number four, let's get back to Bloom. Even if the Cardinals exceed expectations, however, those expectations are awfully low. Should that really make a difference on how Bloom assesses Marmol's job? For the 2025 Cardinals, exceeding expectations, that's a pretty low standard. That's a pretty low bar to clear. Wouldn't you agree? Number five, why would Bloom want to retain Marmol when Chaim Bloom has an immediate opportunity to put his stamp on a new era of Cardinals baseball? Bloom's doing that in the minors. He's doing that with the player development, and he's doing that with staffing and bringing new people in. He's making pretty dramatic changes. Okay, good. You know, I've been a proponent of that, and I was a proponent of that even before Chaim Bloom came aboard. And this is a huge project. It's pretty aggressive. Well, what are you doing all of this for, and telling your fans, look, we're making a clean start. We know we've failed. We know that we let the player development system in the minor leagues fall apart. Our bad. We are to blame, but now we're going to fix it. That's great. So, if you want a clean start in the minors with this comprehensive revamping of everything, then why wouldn't you then take the step, a simple, easy step of making a clean break from the Mozeliak Marmol team? Mozeliak's on the way out the door. You have a chance then. You have Chaim Bloom coming in. You have a chance to put a new manager in place. That's a clean break. That's all I'm trying to say. Six, why would Bloom want to take this job, unless he knew he could bring in his own people, including a different manager than the one the Cardinals have now? The Cardinals are a mess, and Bloom has to sort of make that go away. He's got to tidy up, clean up. He's got to mop up all of the stuff that's going wrong. And if Marmol doesn't go away, Bloom will instantaneously lose popularity, and I think he'll lose some credibility with the fans, fairly or unfairly, but it'll happen even before he has a chance to get his new regime rolling. And that just doesn't make a lot of sense if you look at it that way. Seven, finally, this isn't just about baseball, right? This is a business decision. This will be a business decision. The Cardinals have lost 450,000 ticketed fans at Busch Stadium since the end of the 22 season. Their TV ratings have dropped and keep dropping. They're going to lose even more fans. They're going to lose more broadcast and streaming audiences unless the frustrated, still loyal, but frustrated St. Louis fans have a reason to believe in Bloom. And before embracing Bloom, the fans are going to have to believe that Bloom and DeWitt, but Bloom, absolutely are determined to take the Cardinals in a new direction. You can't ask people to buy, well, literally in terms of ticket revenue, right? You can't ask Cardinals fans to buy into a new direction and a new era and we're going to wipe it clean and start fresh. You can't ask them to buy into that and believe in that unless they actually see pretty big evidence that it's happening and that what the Cardinals are saying, it's something that they really mean. They're not just saying it. So it's funny because Ali Marmol's in a tight spot as he starts the 2025 season. And Chaim Bloom's in a tight spot too, because everyone expects him to be different than Mo. Well, if he keeps Mo's manager, even again, even if Marmol does something to deserve keeping the job, you know, if you're the guy that's coming in to make the Cardinals different, to remove themselves from the Mo era, well, how can you make yourself different? And how can you convey, we are changing things? Look at this, 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 this. How can you do that if you keep John Mozeliak's manager? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I mean, maybe I am the devil, but I'm definitely playing the role of devil's advocate. So I am interested in your opinions. Can't wait to read them. And I want to thank you very much, as I always do, for supporting me here on the Bernie Miklas Show.